When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you are listening to High School Hoops with our hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 90. All right, before we get started on episode 90, first of all, happy Wednesday. Hopefully everyone's staying healthy. I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I can tell you right now, I've been hard at work. Coach, you have to go watch my practice planning course I just put up. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's awesome. Coaches, I got coaches from all over the country to come in, and it's so good. I've literally got like three pages of notes. So, and then we're going to be adding your online course. We're going to be doing with Google Classroom and Slack and Schoology. We're going to be kind of combining all of those. And then we've got a Read and React course coming up and all sorts of great stuff. So go over and check that out. Also, go over and check out the great people over at Dr. Dish. Mentioned High School Hoops. They'll give you $350 off. You do not get the $350 off on the home version. So I'm just telling you, you don't. The rest of them you do. But anyway, so go over and check those great people out. All right, episode 90. What are we talking about today?
90. Just a couple things first. Been working on a course right now on my youth basketball offense, and it's going great. Doing some breakdown drills and breaking everything down. So I'm really excited to add that to Teach Hoops as well. A little plug of teachhoops.com.
I love that.
I'm really taking my time to really build drills that develop IQ and stuff. And so taking me a little bit longer, but it'll be something very valuable that can be really effective for youth coaches to use and the high school coaches to introduce and use in their programs as well.
Well, I think it's what we just got off those calls with the Teach Hoops members, and they're looking to build youth programs. This is perfect. This is do this.
Right. Yep.
You got to spoon feed all those young coaches.
Here's your scoping sequence. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
First, before we kind of get into developing our podcast for the next couple of weeks, we kind of talk in the, it's really hard right now, the current state of our country and what we're trying to really, we want to address topics that are really relevant right now. And so I think right now, the most relevant thing for all of us is the current state of basketball, the coronavirus.
Right.
You know, what's going well, what's not going well. Have you, after reflecting on what you've been doing, how can we make things better? What can we do?
Right.
Kind of just, we're both pretty reflective, and I think it's important to hear our reflection and allow our listeners to hear some of the good things and the bad things that, because not everything is going to work.
No, I think it's like winner. What are the winners and losers in this thing?
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, the winners are my two dogs.
So are my children.
I don't know if my kids would say they're the winners, but I definitely think my dogs are the winners. All right. So what do we want to do? Winners or losers first? Let's do winners first. Okay. So I think family's a winner at this point. Hopefully you have a safe and supportive environment. I think the winner is really there for the intrinsic worker.
Right.
And what I mean by that is the kid that wants to get better and wants to put the time in and wants to work on their game and wants to do that stuff. Or I'm just talking basketball wise. I'm even talking school wise or life wise, or wants to read the intrinsic player. This is like a gold mine. Because all you can do at this point is work on individual stuff. And that's what we're going to spend the next kind of couple weeks after this one, talking about different things that the player can work on. But so I think that's a winner. I think another winner, I don't know. You got any winners? I think that's probably the biggest
what
winner.
What I'm really talking about
head.
Is like, throughout this, I've been trying to do different things, creating opportunities for skill session videos for my girls, just different things. And yeah, I don't really know how I can monitor that. There's just some things where that's like just not really a winner for me. Like I feel like I'm doing a lot, but I don't know how effective it can be.
Right.
But one thing I've really learned throughout this whole experience is sometimes a little old school can be really new school in this generation. Like actually physically calling your players individually on their cell phones is not a bad idea. I think
right.
it's super important. I think often we want to do mass communication. Through the last couple weeks of directly communicating with parents on a daily basis throughout this experience with my students in my classroom, just be able to talk to people individually is something that we've lost. It's a lost art that I think that is at this time is really important to young men and women to actually physically talk to people on the phone and connection.
Right.
One thing that I have done is I look at my phone list and I try to call one person I haven't talked to in several months or years just to reconnect. So I think one way to reconnect, or two ways I was thinking about it, is the pluses is reconnecting through some old ways of communication because it can become new for players, you know, phone calls. And then don't be afraid if you get really bored, don't be afraid to write a letter or something to your players directly. I mean, those type of things can go a long ways.
Yes.
And it helps really big relationships.
So I think another winner could be the reflection part. Like you and I are pretty good at that. And I'm, you know, my daily walks, I do a lot of time reflecting in my daily walks. And I think that can be a winner that, I think a winner can be that we've slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
The first couple of weeks of this thing, I think I was the most relaxed I've been in years. Cause I couldn't do anything. Like I couldn't prep for camp. I couldn't do any of that kind of stuff. But I think that's the winner at this point.
I would think the last thing is like thinking about how much you really love it and miss it. I think it's the hardest thing for me because now without anything else, it really misses me being a head basketball coach at the high school level. It's like eating at me a little bit, you know, because it reflects about how much you miss it. And like just our profession as teaching too, like I just miss being around my students and so forth. So it's a plus of reflecting on knowing what's the right fit for you in your life and what you're doing.
Right. I think so too. So go ahead, coach. You take the first one. What do you think who do you think the loser is?
The AAU circuit, that's for sure.
I think you're right on that one.
I think the kids that have worked really hard the last 10 years to look and get looking at they're a middle of the road player that probably needs some exposure. Definitely is going to be maybe struggling a little bit. I think also losers that hardworking coach that's constantly outworking, they're kind of set down right now. They can't really do that. You know, you can't really outwork anybody right now. It's really hard to outwork somebody. So I think that's really hard for some people that are constantly looking to outwork their opponents. You can only do so much right now and organize
right.
for your players.
I think the losers are the relationship building. I think the losers are the guys being able to get in the gym and play together. I think those are the losers. I think in some part, I don't necessarily think your star is the loser. I think sometimes that those middle kids are going to be the losers in this because they're not, you know, I'm talking about like your seventh man. Like,
yep.
You know,
those are the guys that make or break your season, your bench.
And they do. And I don't know if they're going to get the reps and they're going to get the feeling of team and the relationship. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
The also thing is like the growth. They're not going to have that exposure and growth and time to develop from, you know, basically from March all the way to there. They're not going to have that exposure of being prepared and ready to be there. You know, the summer provides that with, you know, open gym and summer league and tournaments and just working on skill development organized. They're not going to get that so much.
Right. And I think that structure is what they're going to miss.
And then I just think the overall negative too is just the, how do we get kids to start developing that competitive spirit again? Because I think right now our spirit and our children are lost. You know, I was able to FaceTime some of my students today, and man, their faces right now are just so sad. And
right. That
goes for anybody. I mean, we're still dealing with, they're just giant kids, 16, 17, 18 year olds.
Right.
This is extremely hard for them. You know, a lot of them have lost opportunities to get their driver's license and prom. And at that moment in their life, that's everything to them. And we have to constantly remind ourselves, like, this is a very troubling time for young people.
No, it is. And I honestly think
the young people are probably the biggest losers in all of this. And I hate to say that way, the negatives, they're the ones that suffer for it the most.
I think so too. All right. So do we have a parting word thing? What do we call it again?
One thing you've picked up.
What do we call it again? I forgot. We haven't done this in a while. What do we call it again?
Full timeout. One thing that you have been doing since you have all this extra time that's non-basketball related.
What have I been doing?
Yes.
Yes. I've been walking my dogs twice a day. Usually it's only once a day, if it's once a day. So that's one thing. I've been listening to more podcasts. Obviously, some of them have been dealing with COVID and stuff. So I've been doing that. I haven't been reading as much. Early, I was reading a lot. Like, we were having family reading time, and that kind of tapered a little bit once school started for the kids. So I'm not doing as much of that as I want. I was reading the book I sent you. I think those are the big ones for me. I'm worried about putting on the COVID-19 pound thing. You know, have you heard about the COVID-19, like putting on 19 pounds because you're home?
No, I work out every day.
So I'm good. I'm at COVID 3.5 pounds right now. So I'm okay. That's pretty good. Considering
the
problem is the food's too close. That's the problem. Like, when I go to work, I don't have food. I mean,
and you actually have time to cook yourself a good meal too.
I know, so. But it's there. It's food. It's like, it's too tempting. So I've been good. It's like, I'm not, but I can see there's definitely going to be Weight Watchers might, or NutriSystem or whatever they call those things, might be making a mook of bucks after this thing ends because everyone's eating.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
What about you?
Workout every day. So it's either, resistance band training or yoga. I go every other day. I switch off. And then I did audiobooks for a while, but I've been kind of tuning out because I've been, different things are constantly thrown at me lately with getting back with working with my students and so forth. And then cooking, making, I'm in charge of all the dinners lately.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I enjoy that. And then I've been binge watching Parks and Rec. Thank you. So
you're welcome. How do you like it?
I got my wife and I hooked on it. We're already on season six. So,
there's only one more left, right?
Yeah. I'm really sad about it, but I'm really thankful that I was able to watch all.
So it is literally one of those sad things where, like, you can only watch The Office. You can only watch The Office the first time once, you know what I mean? So it's like, you're only going to be able to watch Park and Reps for the first, now, if you give it 6 months and a year and then you watch it again, it won't be bad, but it won't be the same. It will be good.
It's not the same. But I'm absolutely binge watching that, which is not good. I could be doing far more productive things, but
I think they're talking of coming back.
Really?
I think they're the ones that during this whole thing, they're talking about getting the group back together and doing a couple episodes and stuff. So that'd be good.
That would be very exciting.
It would be very good. All right. Till next week, coach.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.